Afternoon.
Did you love talk about this game and what it means to the Vikings versus the Packers? Does it feel different when one team's in it and one team's not?
No, I wouldn't say that. No matter what you want to go out there and, you know, do everything you got to do to be successful as far as, like, winning the game and losing the game. You know, it's always a tough game between us two, so I expect to get their best shot.
Does playing in cold weather or natural grass bother you at all?
Nah. You know, I played in natural grass my whole life pretty much, but cold weather. East Coast get a little cold too, so I'm not really worried too much, but, you know, everybody got to deal with it out there.
How's that change the type of passes that might be able to be made when you've got either cold weather or some wind involved?
I would say, you know, it doesn't change too much as far as, like, depending on what you want to get done. It's all predicated on, like, really just a game plan and what the thing that we want to do. You know, it doesn't affect it too much, though. You still got to throw the ball around a little bit.
What do you see when you see the Packers' defense?
They've made a lot of plays. They got a lot of turnovers, you know, so obviously they're active in the back end, and they've, you know, sent some pressure here and there, so you're just going to be on high alert, I guess. But they, just like any other team, pretty good team all around, so you're going to have to give them their best shot in order to be successful.
Stevon, with how strict the catch rule is again, you and some other receivers had a discussion about what you need to do to ensure that you're not giving the officials any room to overturn something.
Yeah, you know, it's big in our room, as far as, like, not just our room, but, like, our coaches preach, don't let the referees dictate, you know, the end of the play, so do what you got to do as far as, like, possessing the ball. We got a big rule of not stretching the ball out and stuff like that, so for us, we just try to catch the ball and just kind of take it one catch at a time. You know, it's real, like, it's a lot of gray area as far as, like, catching the ball and non-catch, but, you know, things like that happen. I don't want to speak too much about it, but I watch the game.
Did you say you don't want to stretch the ball out? Afraid that it might?
I mean, just our coaches try to tell us to let's try not to stretch the ball out as far as, like, catch the ball, possess the ball, whatever you do after that. Don't care, but let's try not to stretch the ball out too often. They've been preaching that since training camp because I think in training camp it was one play I stretched the ball out, and even if we're not tackling, somebody smacked it, and it happened to not go, you know, hurt us or nothing, especially in practice, but it was just something small that we kind of, like, took advantage of just in training camp just to kind of right our wrongs then so it won't happen moving forward. But, you know, stuff like that happened. It's lucky for us it happened early, you know, that it didn't hurt us.
Stephon, given the level of really harsh and unfair criticism towards Anthony after the Packers game, is there a level of concern from this team about just what you guys might face when you're there from that crowd?
From the years that I've been here, you know, hasn't been this much hate, should I say, but it shouldn't become anything as far as, like, physical. I hope not. I hope it's still some class there. Especially, it's really unfortunate what happened. You know, nobody wants that for anybody, but it was, like, how many weeks ago? You know, hopefully they moved past it. He came back, you know. This season didn't go probably the way they wanted to because they didn't have him, but at the end of the day, we all still play football. We all still grown men. You know, hopefully it doesn't become any type of thing where somebody has to worry about their safety because, you know, this is grown men you're talking about, and I hope they don't try to hurt anybody. Cause,
you said hate, you mean from their side?
Yeah, I mean, it's a rivalry game. You know, for us, we don't hate anybody. You know, it's probably more hate between fans than it is players because, you know, we all play the game that we love. You want to win, but, I mean, for us, you know, we still just want to go out there and win the game. I pray for everybody's safety, though.
Did you see the Davante Adams hit? The Panthers hit on the Adams?
No, I didn't see what happened.
Well, he got blown up badly in the head. I wonder, just as a receiver, you guys are usually on the bad end of those. How do you feel about what the NFL's doing? Guys getting fined enough, suspended enough?
I mean, you know, I ain't a referee, so I don't really get too much in it. As far as how things come up, it's definitely unfortunate when guys get hit. I don't know how the hit happened or what happened, but hopefully he's okay, especially coming into this next game. Hopefully he's able to play. You know, as far as, like, officiating and refereeing and how people get hit, I feel like they're doing the best job that they can as far as trying to protect players. Their safety is always a huge deal because, you know, it's a long time. It's a long life after football, so you don't want anybody to be hurt long term.
Have you ever been in a game where you felt like a defender was headhunting or out to hurt anybody?
I mean, It's football, so, I mean, when you tackle somebody, I'm pretty sure you're not trying to tackle somebody with the softest way you possibly can. But as far as, like, being, like, malicious or trying to headhunt, I wouldn't say that. I just feel like, you know, as a linebacker, you train to hit. You want to hit people hard. Safeties, you want to put a lick on a guy when you can. So, at the end of the day, I look at it as football, you know. It's a contact sport. You know, if you didn't want contact, then you sign up in the wrong place. But then you know it's a gray area, whereas, though, you know, some guys are, you know, defenseless and you don't know what's coming. So, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. So.
What'd you think of Adam Thielen making the Pro Bowl?
I was about to say, oh, shit, but said it already. I was so excited, you know, especially for – it's one of our guys, you know, especially somebody in our room, you know, as far as, like, him being my brother and him being a guy that I see, one, not only work hard, but two, work his ass off. So I was just happy for him, you know, especially coming from our room. You know, we proud of the guys that are in our room, and everybody does everything they can to, you know, put their best foot forward and to see that guy have success. You know, I'm happy. Sorry for the curse word.
Do you think you guys should have more than four Pro Bowlers?
We definitely have a lot of guys with the ability on our team, and if you look at the numbers, I saw something about Harry's numbers, and Harry definitely should have been in it based off of the numbers that I saw. You know, I don't really get into all that, but you know, the Pro Bowl is also somewhat of a kind of like a voting system. So, but I didn't really get into it too deep. You know, as far as like the guys that we do have, you know, from the guys that we do have and the guys that the way that they do play. Everybody know what we got, so even if they didn't make it, you know they're special guys.
How do you look back on last year's game against the Packers when you guys were all but eliminated? You know, you played them next to last game, and is the question just what a difference, you know, a year makes, and how much better or different do you feel from going into that game last year when everyone was kind of a little down maybe?
Yes, I mean, it's a big difference. I mean, if you want to take it back to last year, we can take it back to the year before that. You know, my rookie year when we played them twice and we went down, we lost them the first time and we went to Lambeau and beat them. You know, the second time around, we beat them the first time, then when Lambeau lost, you know, last year we never lost any fight. We went through a lot of adversity as a team, and we still, you know, went out there with the plan to win. You know, we wanted to win, so things didn't go as planned. But this time around, you know, it's that's how the tide turns. You know, it turns all the time, and we're looking forward to this game as far as, like, you know, just doing everything we can to earn the right to win.
What do you remember sitting on the runway there when the plane slid off?
Say that one more time?
When the plane slid off the runway.
Yeah. We faced a lot of adversity. You know, that was something that, you know, that we didn't expect to happen, you know, but it happened and kind of had to adjust. I think we got, like, not a lot of sleep and stuff like that. I think it was just all bad. But, you know, new year, new season, new game. Hopefully no plane issues. We get some sleep and we get to play some ball. Happy holidays.